بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. We continue where we stopped in عمدة الفقه, and we stopped at باب آداب المشي إلى الصلاة. باب آداب المشي إلى الصلاة. The manner of walking to prayer. Of course, many of us today, we don't walk to the salat. We drive to the salat. We drive to the salat. But when you park the car, you still walk to the masjid. Even if you park it right in front of the masjid, you still walk into it. Now, al-mashyu ila salat is ibadah. In a general sense, is a ibadah in a general sense. So it has etiquettes and manners like everything in Islam. Subhanallah, how about the salat? If walking to the salat, it has manners. How about the salat itself? So pay attention to this. So for us to see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified the salat in such a way that even walking to it, it has manners and etiquettes. You see the brothers coming to the salat and they're talking. While they're talking, they're raising their voices and arguing or screaming at each other or joking in a disrespectful manner. Of course, Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he has a book. It's called Adabul Mashi ila Salat, the manner of walking to prayer. This is to show you the status of the salat and also the manner you walk and you approach to the salat. Now, you'll find in this bab, in this chapter, Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he narrated a few ahadith, or he used a few ahadith which is da'if. We'll highlight that for you, inshallah. Here he said, يستحب المشي إلى الصلاة بسكينة ووقار. He said, it is recommended to walk to the prayer with the tranquility and dignity. Now, this based on the hadith collected in Bukhari and Muslim, إذا سمعتم الإقامة فامشوا إلى الصلاة. When you hear the إقامة, walk to the صلاة. Of course, it is based on the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْإِقَامَةَ فَمْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When you hear the iqamah, walk to the salat. Of course, that if you can make it by time you get there. Remember the Prophet ﷺ speaking about the Medina, and the houses are very small and next to each other. But if you're far away, then you have to leave enough time to get behind the imam before takbirat al-ihram. Understand? So, فَمْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ. السَّكِينَ is tranquility and waqar. Waqar, here he translated it to dignity, but waqar, it is similar to sakina. السَّكِينَ is التَأَنِّي فِي الْحَرَكَ وَالسَّيْرِ. What is التَأَنِّي فِي الْحَرَكَ وَالسَّيْرِ? يعني with your movement, that goes against walking and running and shouting and screaming, "Shoo, brother, where are you going, brother?" and walking to the salat, and he's shouting out and screaming. That goes against as-sakina wal-waqar. Al-waqar is al-hilm wal-razana. Al-waqar, al-hilm. Al-hilm mean patience, and al-razana to be, maybe calm, or يعني الرجل الرزين, the one who is wise, sort of. Al-razana comes from wisdom and correct judgment. So, to have patience and tranquility and dignity and calmness to the salat. يعني, if you're going to the salat, no need to highlight abuses from the window on the one who cuts you off. No need to scream out of the window. فما أدرككم فصلوا وما فاتكم فأتموا. Whatever you reach, يعني, إذا أدركت الإمام in the second ركعة or in the ركوع, خلاص, start with him. And if whatever you missed, completed. Some brothers, they come to the salat. The imam is on the status of ruku' and they want to catch the ruku'. So he runs through the masjid. His keys are dangling. And he's running to catch the ruku' with the imam. Tayyib, he's chucking his shoes here, parking his car in the driveway, causing all this mess. That is not the sunnah. But I want to catch the ruk'ah. No problem. It's your fault you're late. Don't cause a mess. Don't cause a commotion. Whatever you reached, khalas, pray it. If you missed the ruk'ah, alhamdulillah, the Prophet ﷺ told you, and whatever you missed, fa'atimu. So don't cause this commotion. Don't run and make these noises. And some of the masajid are made from wood. And the man, if he's walking, you hear him, you think the masjid going to collapse over your head. Tayyib? No, this is not the case and this is not the sunnah. So, you come calmly, relaxed, pray. If you missed, alhamdulillah. Another mistake brothers do, they find the imam in, for example, a sajda. So they wait for him until he stand up so they can join the jama'ah. You see him waiting at the back. Or he's sitting in the last tashahud. They say, khalas, if the tashahud, the last tashahud now, I'll wait for another two brothers and I'll start the jama'ah. That is not the sunnah. Even if he is 1 second before the taslim and you can catch him, you join the salat. Straight away, as soon as you, whenever in his position, you join the position of the salat. Do not act smart, oh, I'll start my own jama'ah. The 27 reward, the multiplier of reward, is for the main jama'ah. Unless it is permitted to start new jama'ah. But there is no new jama'ah if there is a jama'ah happening. So you join that jama'ah even if he is just before the taslim. And then you tutim. Another group brothers came and started their own jama'ah. That is a different story if they have a permission from the imam. There is a funny, some ulama, they have books about nawadir. Nawadir al-muhaddithin. Nawadir is things that go wrong, which is funny. One of the students, of course this is back in the time of the Salaf, he read this hadith, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ الْإِقَامَ فَمْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسِّكِّينَةِ وَالْفَارِ طيب, he made a mistake reading the hadith. As-sakina, he read as-sakina, knife, and far, a mouse. So he was carrying a knife and a mouse with him. This is from أخطأ الصحفيين. What is the صحفيين? The one who read the books but without mashayikh. This is when the books were not dotted properly. Now there is print. You can read the book. Tayyib, the qaf has two dots. Before, you would not know whether it's a qaf or a fa. True or not, you needed a sheikh to read it with you. You can study this in depth in the science of usul al-hadith, al-tashif, and how the tashif used to happen. Al-tashif used to happen. And he said here, وَيُقَارِبُ بَيْنَ خُطَاهُ. Shorten his steps, he said, and shorten his steps, وَيُقَارِبُ بَيْنَ خُطَاهُ وَلَا يُشَبِّكُ أَصَابِعَهُ. Shorten his steps and he should not join his fingers on the way. What is shortening the steps? This is based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Inna ahadakum an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu marfu'an. Inna ahadakum idha tawadda'a fa ahsan wa ata al masjida la yuridu illa salat. لم يخطو خطوة إلا رفعه الله بها درجة وحط عنه خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد. Here he said, when one of you makes his wudu and he perfected it, of course in his house, وأتى المسجد, and he come to the masjid, لا يريد إلا الصلاة, he does not want except the salat. يعني he's not coming to the masjid to meet Khaldun and Ahmad. No, he's coming to pray. طيب, every step that he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his status a step and he remove of him a sin until he enters the masjid. Tayyib. Here, how did Ibn Qudama rahimahullah derive al-muqaraba bayna al-khuta to shorten your step. Because if you are walking with big steps, then what happens? The lesser is the reward. So the smaller steps, the more you are dropping sins. طيب. And the more your status is elevated. The one who asked the question here, what about if I am driving? We say, ya akhi, khalas, take it as a qiyas. With every turn of your wheel, that's a step. طيب. You're riding your horse, every time your horse takes a step, simple. يعني you're not going to be deprived the reward. مفهوم? You're not going to be deprived the reward if you're driving to the salat or walking to the salat. It's like one asked one of our mashayikh in a gathering. He's mentioning that when you wipe your hand over the heads or the head of the orphan, in every hair you get hasana. The man said that whatever if the baby is bald. He said, ya akhi khalas. Yani, assumption. What? They have 100,000 here, it's 100,000. Yani khalas. Subhanallah, but some people get smart. وَلَا يُشَبِّكُ أَصَابِعَهُ. He does not تَشْبِيك الْأَصَابِعُ, join his fingers. This is تَشْبِيك الْأَصَابِعُ. To bring your fingers together. Of course, here it is based, the Shaykh based it on a hadith. Yani, there are a hadith which is Ya Ka'b. The Prophet ﷺ, he advised Ka'b. He said, Ya Ka'b ibn Ujra, إذا توضأت فأحسنت الوضوء ثم خرجت إلى المسجد فلا تشبك بين أصابعك فإنك في صلاة. He said, O Ka'b ibn Ujra, when you make your wudu and you perfect it and go to the masjid, do not join your fingers. Indeed, you are in a salat. Of course, this hadith, Al-Tahawi narrated it in Mushkil al-Athar. There is a da'af in his isnad. That's why some people of knowledge, some of our ulama, they say it is not disliked to do tashbik al-asabi', whether it is outside or inside. Why? Because actually, in the hadith collected by Bukhari, in hadith Dhul Yadayn, the story of Dhul Yadayn, the Prophet ﷺ did tashbik of the asabi', tashbik of the asabi'. And of course, the Prophet ﷺ came to perfect manners, and hence tashbik al-asabi' does not go against good manners. Yani, just to be fair about the topic, before I continue to the next point, also there are some differences of opinion about this issue, tashbik al-asabi', because Sheikh al-Albani has also an opinion that it is authentic. So the matter, it is not final, but since we have the hadith in the Bukhari that is clear that the Prophet ﷺ shabbaka asabi'ahu, hence we say there is no strong dalil to forbid from that. وَيَقُولُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ الْآيَاتِ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. الشُّعَرَاء 78-89. Here he said he should say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, it is he who guides me to the verses except him who brings to Allah a clean heart. Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse 78-89. The Shaykh recommended, rahimahullah, you recite these verses from Surah Ash-Shu'ara. This is also based on what the hadith narrated by Samir ibn Jundub. He said, إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ الْعَبْدُ لِصَلَاةٍ مَكْتُوبَ فَأَسْبَغَ الْوُضُوءِ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ مِنْ بَابِ دَارِهِ يُرِيدُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَقَالَ حِينَ يَخْرُجْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. This, the ayat, collected by Ibn Abi Dunya fi Dhikr, and this is also a hadith that is da'if. I'll translate it to English. He based it on the hadith which is when the slave of Allah makes wudu for a salat that is obligatory and he perfects his wudu, then he comes out from the door of his house aiming for the masjid and he recites these verses. Of course, this hadith is da'if. But what is being narrated authentically? The authentic here is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith collected by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ السَّائِلِينَ عَلَيْكَ وَبِحَقِّ مَمْشَايَ هَذَا فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشَرًا وَلَا بَطَرًا وَلَا رِيَاءً وَلَا سُمْعَةً خَرَجْتُ اتِّقَاءَ سَخَطِكَ وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِكَ أَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُنْقِذَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَن تَغْفِرَ لِي.
ذنوبي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
To say this hadith, or verily I ask you, as one who has a right over you, and by the right of his of this walk, verily I did not leave ungrateful or unthankful, nor out of pride, or to let the people hear that I left. I have left in the fear of your anger and seeking your pleasure. I ask you to save me from the fire and forgive, and to forgive me of my sins. Verily, nobody can forgive sins except you. Narrated by Ibn Majah. This hadith also, it is da'if, also very weak. And it has actually someone who is a Shi'i in it. And the Nawawi also said about it, it's weak. And there are some terms in it that are very, very questionable, which is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بحق السائلين. بحق السائلين, I like to ask Allah through humans, and that is something يعني questionable according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But what the hadith, alhamdulillah, we don't have to rebuke it because it is da'if, and many of our ulama have ضعف الحديث. Another hadith that is recommended to be said, as it is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, Ya Bilal, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he exited, when he went to the Salat, يقول, Ibn Abbas said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his way out to the Salat, اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا واجعل في سمعي نورا واجعل في بصري نورا واجعل من خلفي نورا واجعل من أمامي نورا واجعل من فوقي نورا واجعل من تحتي نورا اللهم أعطني نورا. طيب, this hadith is collected by Bukhari and Muslim. Pay attention, is collected by Bukhari and Muslim. And An-Nawawi rahimahullah said about this hadith, the hadith says, O my Lord, make in my heart light, on my tongue light, and in my hearing light, and in my seeing light, and behind me light, from in front of me light, above me light, and from under me light, and Allah, give me light. So the hadith, as you see, is specifically talking about seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you light in everything. And the Nawawi said, rahimahullah, in his Sharh Muslim, because the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, and Nawawi said, the scholars said that what is aimed behind the hadith is to show him the haq and the light of it and to guide him to it. And he asked him, yani he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the light in all of his limbs and his body and all of his actions and all of his situations and the times, يعني تقلباته, in every situation that he is at, and in his six directions, so he does not get misguided. So it's very important to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you light in everything that you do. And once you are walking to the salat, you are in what? In ibadah. And since you are in ibadah, it is the best time to ask Allah for things. And when you are in a dars, you are in ibadah. Remember, and the angels are descending upon you. And this is, believe it or not, apart from Salat al-Jumu'ah, this is one of the best gatherings you can be in. You can't be in any better gathering. So praise your Lord day and night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this opportunity. نتدارس العلم. How many people are doing what today? شوف, how many people are doing what? And look what you're doing. Wallahi, no one is doing better than what you are doing. Except someone, خَرَجَ بِمَالِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. خلاص. Someone who took his wealth and himself في جهاد في سبيل الله. That is the only one who's better than you at the moment. طيب. So don't underestimate this great ibadah. Wallahi, if we only realize, هُمُ الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. Wallahi, if one of, I'm not saying one of you, even someone who's here to ask question, he's here coming to put Abu Adnan on the spot. طيب. Wallahi, the rahmah is descending upon him. Qawm
لا يشقى به. Imagine what better than this. What better than this gathering you can be in. The angels around you descending upon you. On your way here, the angels are putting down their wings for you. طيب, you are in حلقة علم. يعني you're learning something. You're learning how to be to have etiquette in the salat. Many are the ones who teach the chapter of salat, overlook the adab al-salat, mashi al-salat. They concentrate on the intricate issues of the salat. How to raise your hand. Of course, that's sunnah. We're going to learn that. How to this, how to that. But you see them, they cause a mockery on the way of the salat. And when they finish the salat, they shout and scream. They have no adab with the salat and towards the salat. So pay attention. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. So much tranquility in the halaqa. So we need that tranquility. But not extreme tranquility that you fall asleep. That's why also the mashayikh say, in the halaqa al-ilm, it's the best to feel pain in your knees. This way you don't fall asleep. To sit uncomfortable, there is no problem. And to rest on the wall, it makes you fall asleep. That's the truth. That's what the ulama say. So if you are in a little bit of a pain, and how we used to know a beginner in seeking knowledge from someone who's been there for a long time, the beginner, the one who's been for a long time, bends his knees with no pain. He sits there for 4 hours, not even feeling no pain. And the one who's new, you see him, is uncomfortable. Spreading his leg, putting his leg out, changing. He can't sit. Resting on one side, resting on another side. You know he's new. The one who's been there for a long time, he's used to it. It's painful in the beginning, but you get used to it. Even your back get used to it, and you get used to sitting, yani bending your knees. So you get used to it, inshallah. Be patient. Here he said, rahimahullah, طيب, we mentioned the hadith. He said, فَإِن سَمِعَ الْإِقَامَةِ لم يسعى إليها لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا تأتوها وأنتم تسعون وأتوها وعليكم السكينة فما أدركتم فصلوا وما فاتكم فأتموا رواه البخاري ومسلم. He said, then if he hears the إقامة, he should not speed up because of the saying of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, if the iqama is made for prayer, then do not go to it in a hurry, rather go to prayer in a tranquil state. So whatever a proportion of the prayer you make, complete it, and whatever you miss, make up for it in afterwards. He said here, if you hear the iqama, do not speed up. Just keep walking in sakina wa waqar. طيب. توها بسكينة. Come with سكينة. السعي is running hastily or walking hastily. That is السعي. المشي is slower. So do not تسعى. Do not run. Do not speed up. Just slowly. And come with a سكينة. خلاص. Whatever you catch, continue. And whatever you missed, make it up. خلاص. Finalize this issue. وَإِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. And when the iqama of the salat starts, there is no salat except the one that has been written. So when the iqama starts, here he said, if the iqama is made, then there is no prayer except the obligatory salat. Because what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. Hadith collected where? In Muslim. That when the salat, the obligatory salat starts, there is no salat except al-maktubah. Al-maktubah. Now, if you hear the iqama, he started with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, you have less than a rak'ah. You started with the second rak'ah. You pray in 2 rak'ahs, you started with the second rak'ah and it's about to finish. If you can finish it and haste a little bit to finish it before takbirat al-ihram, that'll be good. But if you cannot, cut off your salat and get out of your salat and join. But if you can catch it, then catch it. You understand? Yani. He started, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you are in the tashahud, you're going to finish the salat. What do I do? I can finish the salat even before he finishes his iqama. Tayyib, you finish your salat and you join. I heard some brothers
that as soon as you hear the al-qama, the salat becomes annulled. Yani, you are praying nafil, tahiyyatul masjid, you are in the tashahud, and the muqeem, he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he said, his salat is batila. Now, the salat is not batila. Tayyib. Because the obligatory salat hasn't started yet. So his salat is not batila. Tayyib. And listen to what Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said. He said, وَالَّذِي نَرَى أَنَّكَ إِن كُنْتَ فِي الرَّكْعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ فَأَتِمَّهَا خَفِيفَةً وَإِن كُنْتَ فِي الْأُولَى فَاقْطَعْهَا. He said, and what we see is, if you are in the second rak'ah and the iqama starts, then finish it, but make it quick. How, for example, you make it quick? For example, reading the Fatiha is a pillar of the salat. So you read the Fatiha. Drop reading small surah. In the sujood, instead of saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim three times, say it once. In the ruku', in the sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, say it once. You drop all the sunan and you keep up the arkan. This way you haste the salat. Not haste it in a way that you muddle up the Fatiha and then you're not reciting the Fatiha properly. That nullifies the salat. So you read the Fatiha properly, drop the sunan, and finish the salat early. Let me continue. Mustaridan fi, yani the proof for Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, من أدرك ركعة من الصلاة فقد أدرك الصلاة. He based it on the hadith, whomever catches a rak'ah from the salat, he has caught the salat. So you caught the salat, yani you still within catching the salat with the imam. You understand? You still, because you haven't lost the salat with the imam. وَهَذَا الَّذِي صَلَّى رَكْعَةً قَبْلَ أَن تُقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ يَكُونُ قَدْ أَدْرَكَ رَكْعَةً مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ سَالِمًا مِنَ الْمُعَارِضِ الَّذِي هُوَ إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ فَيَقُونُ قَدْ أَدْرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ بِإِدْرَاكِهِ الرَّكْعَةَ قَبْلَ النَّهِي فَلْيُتِمَّهَا تَخْفِيفًا. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَتِ الرَّكْعَةُ الْأُولَى وَلَوْ فِي السَّجْدَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّهُ يَقْطَعُهَا لِأَنَّهُ لم تتم له هذه الصلاة ولم تخلص له حيث لم يدرك منها ركعة قبل النهي عن صلاة النافلة. What does it mean? Pay attention. Pay attention here to the دليل. In صلاة النفل you prayed what? One ركعة. So you caught صلاة النفل. So the second one, the second ركعة, what has comes to it? A معارض. What is the معارض? The order to cut off your salat. You understanding me or not? This is the view of the faqih. What have you done? You done a rak'ah from the salat. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whomever made a rak'ah from the salat has caught the salat. So now you are in the second rak'ah. Have you performed the salat or not? According to the hadith, you performed the salat. Now an order comes to you to cut off the salat. True or not, which is iqamatu salat. Since you have started the salat and an order comes to stop you from the salat, two contradictory orders come. You see the point? An order to stop you from the salat, an order says to you, you are doing the salat. Because you did one rak'ah. Hence you continue takhfif. Because what forbids you from continuing the salat is weakened by you have done a rak'ah. You understand the point here? So you continue your salat takhfifan. But if you are still in the first rak'ah, in the iqamah, what you're doing yet is not salat because you haven't performed according to the hadith. It's not called salat according to the hadith. You see? So what you're doing yet, it is not yet a salat until you catch a rak'ah. You see? And then also what supports this correct opinion is, as long as the iqamah is happening, really takbirat al-ihram hasn't started yet. So you can still have time, because the purpose of it, the iqamah when it starts, the purpose of it to get you ready for the salat so you can catch takbirat al-ihram with the imam. If you can meet it before تكبيرة الإحرام, then you carry on and you finish your salat because you are in a salat and you cannot تبطل العمل, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم, and do not nullify your deeds. So you still have an order, do not nullify your deed if you can complete the deed. But if you're still within the first rak'ah, you're still within the first rak'ah, this is, you haven't adrakt the salat, like the hadith said. You haven't caught a salat. Hence the order comes here, stern and strong, because of the iqamah, then you cut off your salat and get out of it. Understand? That's why the Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, takhfifu salat is important. Takhfifu salat, why? So you can meet the order and not go against the order, which is forbids you from doing the salat. And you're not really doing a salat because you are not praying whilst the imam is praying.
وَإِذَا أَتَى الْمَسْجِدَ قَدَّمَ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَى فِي الدُّخُولِ.
If he enters the masjid, he enters with his right foot. Here he said, of course, why? Because the consensus of the ummah to prefer, yani of the ulama, the consensus of the ulama to prefer the yameen in a good things, in ibadat and good things. So entering the masjid is a ibadah, you enter it with your right, with the consensus. طيب.
Here he said, قال بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم اغفر لي ذنوبي وافتح لي أبواب رحمتك.
He says, in the name of Allah, and may Allah mercy, may Allah's mercy and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah, O Allah, forgive my sins and open for me your doors of mercy, narrated by Tirmidhi and Ahmad. So you say, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, Allah maghfir li dhunubi wa aftah li abwaba rahmatik. Tayyib. And of course, when he exits the masjid, he says, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi wa aftah li abwaba fadlik. Here, Imam Ahmad narrated this hadith, and this hadith have يعني, some weakness in it. And some ulama have said it is hasan lighayrihi. And that's why the Tirmidhi rahimahullah said about this hasan. But it can be used in fada'il al-a'mal. And this is considered as what? Fada'il al-a'mal. And these are the ahadith that Imam Ahmad, he said, the da'if can be used in virtuous act. Fada'il al-a'mal, which is if it is hasan lighayrihi, like this hadith, and Imam al-Tirmidhi hassanahu. When you exit the masjid to say, O Allah, forgive my sins and open the doors of blessings upon me. Tayyib. And you leave with your left foot, as he said here, as he said here, the Imam rahimahullah, وَإِذَا خَرَجَ قَدَّمَ رِجْلَهُ الْيُسْرَى. By the consensus also, when you leave the masjid, you leave with your left foot, because there is ijma' on that. And then he mentioned rahimahullah, وَقَالَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يَقُولُ وَافْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ فَضْلِكَ. Here he said, when he leaves the masjid with his left foot, he's saying, in the name of Allah, and may Allah mercy and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah, O Allah, forgive my sin and open for me the doors of grace. And this is the hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi. And yani the hadith, the accurate hadith here is to say, Allahumma ighfir li dhunubi waftah li abwaba rahmatik. Allahumma ighfir li dhunubi waftah li abwaba fadlik. There's a difference between the two. The hadith, what does it say? Allahumma اغفر لي ذنوبي وافتح لي أبواب فضلك. Oh Allah, forgive my sins and open the gates, the doors of your blessings. The Shaykh narrated, إلا أنه يقول وافتح لي أبواب فضلك. Open for me the doors of your blessings. See, there is no rahmatik. And the one we mentioned, the hadith which is Hassanahu Tirmidhi, this hadith is more accurate than what is in the matan. What is in the matan? Tayyib, this is basically it in the matan, but we add that when he enters, he prays Tahiyyatul Masjid Rak'atayn. Tahiyyatul Masjid Rak'atayn. And there is a difference amongst the ulama whether you should give salam to the people or you pray two rak'at. I see, Allahu A'lam, the best is to pray two rak'at because it is the etiquette to give salam to the owner of the house. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray two rak'at. But if it is going to put something in the hearts of your brothers, because some brothers say, hey, what's wrong with him? He didn't even give us a salam. No, give him salam and pray two rak'at in whatever considered as a masjid. Tayyib. In whatever considered as a masjid. If it is not considered as a masjid, then there is no tahiyyat al-masjid. Tayyib. Islamic centers, in generality, they're not considered as a masajid. Unless it is considered a masjid. Fahimt. That because it is not considered a masjid, then there is no tahiyyat al-masjid. Tayyib. Now, if there is a building within the masjid, like a library or the likes, this is also, if it is considered part of the masjid, within the fence of the masjid, then there is tahiyyat al-masjid. Tahiyyat al-masjid. So you pray tahiyyat al-masjid. Tayyib. So this is very important about this issue. If it is outside the fence of the masjid, then it is not considered from the masjid. If it's a building outside the fence of the masjid, it is not considered of the masjid. And of course, the ulama has written books about ahkamul masajid, ahkam of the masajid. What qualify a masjid is from its fence, the borders. Where are the borders of the masjid? The fence of the masjid, wherever into that, you are still in the masjid. And that's why in i'tikaf, whatever inside the fence of the masjid considered part of the masjid. And whatever is considered the fence of your house, considered from your house. Tayyib, considered from your house. That's why if someone divorces his wife, he says, Wallah al-Azim, if you enters your mother's house, anti taliq. Now she says, I entered the front yard. You entered the house. So you're taliq. Why? Because when your mother decides to sell the house, she's not going to sell the house by itself and the yard by itself. She's going to sell it, all of it. True or not? So it is part of the house. So pay attention, because this everything is drawn by the ulama. What qualifies a masjid? A masjid is a place that has a specific ahkam relates to it, and specific ibadat are established in it. For example, 5 salawat, salat al-jumu'ah, i'tikaf. If these are happening, then this is a masjid.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.